In the book of Numbers, chapter 13 and verse 33, reads like this: "And there we saw the giants, and we were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight." Undoubtedly, God often puts us in situations that are too much for us, so that we will learn that no situation is too much for him. Goliath was stronger than David. The Midianites were stronger than Gideon. And the storms on Galilee was beyond the control of the disciples. But neither these problems nor ours are too hard for God. Listen to what 1 Corinthians says in chapter 1. "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things that which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, has God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence." This is good stuff, straight from God, written by the hand of Paul. Listen to what God told Israel back in Exodus chapter 23. He knew that they would be weary with the war, so he told them, "I will send hornets before you, which will drive out the Hivites and the Canaanites and the Hittites from before you." Did you hear that? God says, "I'm going to send hornets before you." Hornets are smaller than grasshoppers, yet when God sends them forth, they get the job done. And listen to what God told them in Joshua chapter 24. He said, "I sent the hornets before you. I sent them before you, which drove them out from before you, even the two kings of the Amorites, but not with your sword, nor with your bow." God was telling them, it wasn't by your might or by your power, but it was me that chased these people out from before you. In Deuteronomy 7:7, they were told, "The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any other people, for you were the fewest of all people, but because he loved you. He has done all of these things because he loved you." God knows how to get the job done. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God has chosen the weak things of the world to confront the mighty, the base things, things that are despised. God has chosen these things, even things that are not, to bring to naught things that are. And he does this for this reason, that no flesh should glory in his presence. You remember the story in 1 Samuel when Jonathan and his armor bearer saw a troop of enemy soldiers, and then he said to his armor bearer, "Let's go up unto this garrison, these uncircumcised, and it may be that the Lord will work for us. For there is no restraint to the Lord to save by many or by few." When I read this, I realize that the greatest challenge of God's people is to show up. You've got to show up to win the battle. You've got to show up prepared, expecting God to do something. Jonathan said, "It may be that the Lord will work for us." That reminds me of the three Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. When they were facing the fiery furnace, they said, "Let it be understood, O king, if God doesn't deliver us, but he will deliver us, yet we will not bow down to your gods." Jonathan said, "It may be that God will work for us." Friend, I want to tell you today, in my life, I have found him working for me. God is still working on behalf of his people. The biggest problem that people have is showing up. Jonathan would have never experienced that great victory had he continued to hide in the caves. But Jonathan stepped forth and stepped out. Jonathan showed up, and God showed out. Isn't that what Caleb and Joshua told the people after they had heard the testimony of the ten witnesses, the doubters, the fearmongers? When they got through speaking, Caleb and Joshua stood up, and here's what they said: "If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land, a land which flows with milk and honey. Only rebel not against the Lord, neither fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us, and their defense is departed from them. And the Lord is with us, fear not." Did you catch that one phrase in verse 9 of chapter 14 of the book of Numbers? In chapter 13, the 10 spies told the people that the giants in the land ate up the inhabitants. But aren't you glad the story didn't end there? You turn over to the next chapter, chapter 14. Caleb told them, "They are bread for us. Don't fear the people. They are bread for us. They are our bread. If the Lord delight in us, he'll take us to this land."